Welcome to Blessed Cause. This is Jen T. I just want to talk a little bit about what happened at the Republican National Convention, the way the mics were shut off so people couldn't hear how many votes were given to Ron Paul. There was a lot of anger that night.
Question on the motion offered by the delegate from Kentucky. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table. We have to proceed with the order of business.
They're chanting, seat them now, seat them now. Kicked off a lot of short-lived Republicans.
He said, are there any objections? We objected. And you know, it's like, why even ask the question at that point?
Maine got screwed with half their delegates. More than half, actually. That's why their governor's not here today. Because he said he wouldn't come down unless their delegates got seated. Half of them got taken away, and they were put in, replaced by people that the Republican Party, the RNC picked.
Two recently serving in Afghanistan and Iraq. How dare they? Shame on them! Shame on them!
The people of Maine should be respected. And those voters that put us here, they should be respected. This is a sham.
What this means is that the states will no longer retain the right under the new rules to elect their delegates and have them stand. A presumptive nominee will be able to unseat an entire state's delegates if they don't like who's on the slate. Giving a presidential candidate veto power over a state's delegation means that future conventions will not have a dissenting voice. We won't be able to bring motions and amendments to our platform. We won't be able to speak for people who believe differently. You're taking a broad tent and a grassroots party, and you're turning it into a dictatorship that'll be run by a few people with a lot of money. And average, ordinary people like myself will be out of luck and out of a voice.
The question is on the adoption of the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. We need another chair. The ayes have it.
Now this is John Boehner completely ignoring what the people are saying.
I got to tell you, and I like your dad, you love your dad, but I like him a lot. I was pretty shocked to hear that they wouldn't even read from the podium how many votes Congressman Paul got.
Well, one of the interesting things was the crowd was reciting how many he got, so when they wouldn't announce it from the podium, you would hear an echo from the crowd.
Support our soldiers! We've got rid of seven of them on our delegation! Two recently serving in Afghanistan and Iraq!
So now Ron Paul said he's not going to run anymore, and everybody's pretty upset about that. I'm late to the party. I really didn't want to get involved with any of that, but I just can't forget what the Lord showed me when I asked about him. Don't worry about the size. Don't worry about... It's all in God's hands. I'm a big believer that our leaders are chosen by God, and I'm not saying that God has chosen Ron Paul. I am saying, though, that who God chooses, God chooses. If there's enough saints in this country, maybe that's what he's waiting for. I don't know. I know there's a lot of us praying. I know there are some eyes that are opening, some people who are waking up, some prayers that are being said. And when I was completely disillusioned about Romney, when I had done some research and found from massresistance.com a whole lot of information that I'm kind of sorry I found. I mean, I kind of like to be... Well, I don't want to be deceived, but it's easier to just be one of the crowd that actually has some hope. It's a lot harder to stand back from all your friends and realize you're going down the wrong river. You almost feel like getting back on that boat and just going over that cliff with him just because it's... But I can't now, because I looked things up. Anyway, Ron Paul is saying he's not running anymore, but his people are asking him to run Libertarian or Independent. And apparently, if they get 20,000, I think it's 20,000 pledges, he can still be on the ballot, I believe. I just think, you know, I keep thinking, Lord, he seems to be done. Romney's a much bigger choice, but if Romney is as wrong as I think he is, and I went before the Lord and I asked him, and I got hit pretty hard with an answer. I don't hear from the Lord all the time. I know there's a lot of people that say they hear from him all the time, and maybe they do, maybe they don't. I hear him just occasionally. I think when he feels like he's got something to say. Sometimes I really get on my face to hear from him, and he talks when he wants to talk. But he corrected me about Ron Paul, because my biggest complaint was I didn't want somebody in office that was going to downsize our military. I don't want my son out there. My son's in the military. I don't want him out there alone. I don't want him out there with I don't want him out there as a target. Unequipped, not enough guys around him, not enough brothers. It concerns me. But the Lord reminded me about the Six-Day War. The Lord reminded me about Gideon. The Lord reminded me about making his own army smaller so people would know that it was the glory of God doing it. And I keep thinking, if our country doesn't repent, if we don't turn around. But I'm now thinking, there might be so many of us praying that the Lord is listening. And it's just possible that he has his own plans for who this leader will be. All I know from the Lord is when I talked to him about not wanting our military downsized, he reminded me what he can do with 300 against thousands. What he can do with just two, Jonathan and Jonathan's friend who snuck into a camp. What God can do with such small percentages of chance. And then God's hand is known. I am thinking, because at this late stage in the game, for Ron Paul to come back, for Ron Paul to still be in it, for Ron Paul to make a difference between now and November, what are the chances of that? Mighty small. Most people would say none at all. And then I remember God. Nothing is impossible with God. Maybe something will be revealed. I don't know what's going to happen that could change this whole thing up, that could either discredit or... You know, Romney seems to be going strong even. I mean, they're even cutting microphones in the convention just so everybody seems unified. They were not unified, but it appears that way. And with the media, it appears that way. But God knows. And I am thinking something's going to happen between now and November that's going to change everybody's thought. All the Republicans, I don't know what will be revealed, what will happen, some kind of event. But I think something's going to happen between now and November. And I think the whole conservative side might be crushed and wondering, what now? And I think Ron Paul might be there. Nope, the Lord didn't tell me this. The Lord just corrected me about the small military and what he can do. So I'm looking at this whole thing and I'm thinking, wow, Lord, you could do that. So I'll just be waiting and watching. Meanwhile, if you would, please, sign some kind of petition so he can stay in it, if you would. You don't want to be left with Obama, I know this. That man even fought well. And I was saying I didn't want to get political on all of this, and here I am. Anyway, the link is on the website. Actually, it's just a link to, I think it's www.ronpaul.com. Just go there. Click on the link that says signed, I don't think it's a pledge for money. It's just a petition to keep him in some way that he can still be elected. It's not a bad idea to have a backup plan. So please go to that website and do that if you would. And then watch and see if God's going to do something. And pray. And also, again, look for yourself. MassResistance.com. I don't know if you want to get off the big boat going down the river for Romney. Probably not. It's lonely out here. But once you see some things, it's like, wow, I don't want to be under that rolling rain either. Anyway, just my short little message for today. God bless and protect you. Father in heaven, Lord above, we just thank you for this day. Every single day is a blessing. You've made our country rich. I thank you for the past. I thank you for all these generations of people living in freedom. And every day that our troops are out there guarding over us, we don't realize what a bubble we live in. And I just thank you, Father, for every single day of all the blessings of our health. Some of us don't have our health, but every time, thank you, Father.
No warning at all.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Please draw me near. I give you my life again to do as you please, to shape me into the child you want me to be. Your healing hand, the rock of ages, it's on you I stand.